Penguin Audio presents Mugged, Racial Demagoguery from the 70s to Obama. Written and read by me, Ann Coulter. Dedication to the freest black man in America. Chapter 1. Race Wars of Convenience, Not Necessity. The Democrat slogan during the Bush years was, "Dissent is patriotic." Under Obama, it's, "Dissent is racist." Liberals luxuriate in calling other people racist out of pure moral preening. They seem to imagine that in African-American households throughout the land, you'll find mantel portraits of Martin Luther King, Robert Kennedy, and Keith Olbermann. More likely, those mantles would have portraits of Bernie Getz. Beginning in the 70s, there was constant racial turmoil in this country, stirred up by the media, academia, and Hollywood to promote their fantasy of America as Mississippi burning. This was madness. There had been a real fight over civil rights for a century, especially in the previous two decades. But by the end of the 60s, it was over. Segregationist violence was gone, and all public places integrated. But in their minds, liberals lived in a heroic past where they were the ones manning the barricades and marching against segregation. Liberals were hallucinating about the present and the past. Contrary to the myth Democrats told about themselves, that they were hairy-chested warriors for equal rights, the entire history of civil rights consists of Republicans battling Democrats to guarantee the constitutional rights of black people. Not all Democrats were segregationists, but all...